bro.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves if you choose. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. So you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away, freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. If you've got something that you see online that you want to share with our listeners and possibly get on the air, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And you may also vote on others, and then the most liked will make it to the front page and top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. So head on over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
On the phones, joining us, special guest Jody. Jody Emery is with us from Vancouver. Are you in Vancouver right now? Where are you? I didn't ask you that when...
I'm sitting outside of the Vancouver airport. I'm about to fly down to Seattle.
Heading down again to see your husband, Mark, who is currently in jail in Seattle, or CTEC, Federal Maximum Security Prison, where he's been now for a number of months since he was, I guess, found guilty of basically being a pain in the rear of the United States federal government. But they claim that he was selling seeds over the Internet. But the reason they went after him is because he was speaking out against the war on drugs. And obviously, this has been a difficult situation for you as the person who loves him the most, and I'm glad that you're back on the show to kind of update us on what's happening with Mark Emery. So, Jody, welcome back, and what have our listeners missed out on, I guess, if they haven't been following closely?
Well, Mark hasn't yet been found guilty, although he's agreed to plead guilty. The sentencing is tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. Mark will be formally sentenced, and we expect that it will be the 5-year sentence he pled guilty and agreed to. So we're just going to see how that unfolds. And
wow, I didn't realize that he had not yet actually been sentenced. So
no, tomorrow is a big day. It's going to be all over the news.
Is there anything that can be done at this late hour to kind of assist with that or influence that in some way?
No, because if the plea deal is one that the prosecution can withdraw from if Mark gets less time than agreed upon. So it's got to be 5 years or the plea deal doesn't apply and Mark will be forced to go to trial. But, of course, he did sell those marijuana seeds, and he didn't just be a pain in the ass for speaking out against the drug war. He funded the movement to the tune of $4 million when there was no money in it. And it's the reason that Colorado and Washington, D.C., and various states have medical marijuana laws. He's the reason that there's so much variety of medical marijuana within the United States and California in particular. And California is about to vote on legalizing it. So Mark is going to be facing 5 years in prison. And just last weekend, his original prosecutor, John McKay, who was fired by Alberto Gonzalez, the purge of the 7 DAs, he was in the Seattle Times writing an op-ed about how marijuana should be legalized. And, yes, they did go after Mark Emery, but they said drug war is wrong for all of these reasons, and here's what we have to do, legalize it.
Yeah, it was an amazing piece. We actually read it in full on last night's program.
Yeah, it's very interesting that should happen right before Mark is sentenced. But, of course, it points out the absurdity of this whole case and the hypocrisy of the war on drugs. And
sure it does.
You know, the political persecution behind Mark, it does exist. The DEA said that he was arrested for being a founder of a legalization group and for funding the movement with all of his money and being very successful for it.
So basically tomorrow the sentencing is essentially a formality. It's just something that they it's one of their parts of their lengthy, arduous process that they put people through. Because he's already made the plea deal, it's pretty much a done thing. But there is it's my understanding, Mark reached out to me from inside the jail to let me know that there was a special day coming up where people are going to be holding signs and supporting Mark. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, on Saturday, September 18th, we're having the worldwide rally to free Mark Emery, or the worldwide Mark Emery Action, Day of Action. So we have over 70 cities that are taking part, and that's Some of them are big rallies at big locations, and some of them are just a few people holding signs at an intersection. And Mark does say that's most effective to have a number of people spread out over a large area holding up signs, because the more people look up Mark Emery, the more they find out about this war on drugs and all the people unjustly put behind bars. So on the 18th, it's our fourth actual worldwide rally since 2005. We've had four of these so far, where Mark supporters all across the globe come together on a day to point out how unjust it is, to call for him to be returned home to Canada, and to demand an end to the persecution of the cannabis culture.
And I can see that I'm looking at the list of locations right now. It is really worldwide, all the way over into China. Freemark.ca, would that be the best place to go to get the latest information and more about the upcoming rallies?
Mark with a C.
Yes, and cannabisculture.com has the stories on it, as well as our blog. So Mark's latest blog, number 13, is posted on cannabisculture.com right now.
So how often have you been going down, been able to see Mark? Because you live there in Vancouver, pretty much right across the border from mm-hmm. Seattle. How often have you gotten to see Mark?
Oh, every weekend I get to go down and see him, and that's thanks to the generosity of our supporters who are funding this for us.
Wow.
Because Mark did give away all of his money. We don't have any savings or money beyond what I earn from every week working and running our store and magazine. So the people who send us money and support us help me see him every weekend. It won't be that often when he's finally sent off, because once he's sentenced, he'll be put into transit at some point within weeks or months to be sent to a federal correctional institution somewhere else in the United States.
And will that be determined at tomorrow's sentencing, or will that be later when they'll figure out where they're going to send him?
It gets determined by the Bureau of Prison, and they don't really tell you anything at all, so Mark won't be able to call me and let me know that he's being moved. I'll just not hear from him for a while and finally realize that's what's going on. And once he finally gets wherever he's going and they say, this is where you're staying, then he'll get his phone set up and he'll call me as soon as he possibly can.
Jeez.
But the possibilities of where he's going to be sent, they have to be somewhere with Immigration and Naturalization Services. So the options include California, which we're hoping for at Lompoc, but it also includes Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, I think Pennsylvania as well. Mm. So I won't be able to see Mark. He won't be that close to me. And we just have to try and get him back home, get him transferred home.
So if folks want to help you out, Jody, as you mentioned, it's the supporters, Mark's supporters that are helping you go see him on a regular basis. Is it the donate link up at Free Mark? That's Mark with a C, freemark.ca. Is that the best place to go to help out?
Yes, that's kind of a place for you to donate. And a lot of people, you know, they say, well, Mark made millions of dollars. Why is he asking for donations? And honestly, we don't often ask for donations, but people ask us how they can donate. So we put that information in because a lot of people want to give back to Mark for either having helped them financially in the past or helped them through being an inspiration or encouraging them in whatever it is they do, from radio shows to hemp stores to any sort of life efforts. You know, a lot of people out there credit Mark for having given them what they needed to start. So they want to give back, and that's one of the ways to do it.
Absolutely. I know that Mark has been an inspiration for me. I've pulled up the donation page right now. I'll be sending one here during the next break. So, Mark, you look like you've got a question. No? Okay. 800-259-9231 is our number. Jody Emery is with us from Cannabis Culture. We haven't really mentioned that yet. Cannabis Culture, formerly a magazine, now an online publication. And, of course, you're keeping the whole business running in Mark's absence. Things still going as they have before over at Cannabis Culture. What are you guys covering right now besides Mark?
Well, we cover all the other drug war news stories about medical marijuana, Proposition 19 in California. But on top of the magazine online, I have a three-story store on Mark's flagship operation. I mean, we have this retail store and this lounge where people come and use cannabis with the vaporizers, and they get information. And it's really a beautiful place Mark has had in Vancouver, and people come from all over the world on a pilgrimage of sorts to come see it. They really do. I've met people from almost every country in the world. So that place is a big thing to keep running, and, you know, I'm
Absolutely.
There making sure that that's going all right. And I'm also involved in politics. When we have a federal election here in Canada, I'll be running with the Green Party of Canada.
Jody, you are an amazing, amazing lady, and thank you for doing everything that you do. I really appreciate it, and I know our listeners do as well. Thanks for the update tonight.
Hey, thank you.
Have a great night. Freemark.ca. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can chat. We got it all built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Head over there, enjoy it on us. cam.freetalklive.com, the webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, but up to 99% off of the list price. You can go there, see for yourself, memorydealers.com.
All right, so toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Sean, with us here tonight, you had a story, and I don't know if you have it pulled up at the moment, but that it's actually hit the top of the Drudge Report today with the sheriffs down south, and I'm not sure which state. Was it South Carolina?
It's North Carolina, actually.
North Carolina, where the sheriffs want to get lists of patients that are using painkillers. And do you have that, happen to have that story
handy? Yes, I do.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, because I think this is a, kind of an interesting look into one of the ways that a lot of the so-called law-abiding citizens out there, the people that are so proud that they believe that nothing that they can do would possibly get them in trouble with the government, just shows the general continuing encroachment of these government people onto our personal lives that could result in a trip to jail. What's going on?
Well, this is from the Raleigh News and Observer at newsobserver.com, and they're saying sheriffs in North Carolina want access to state computer records identifying anyone with prescriptions for powerful painkillers and other controlled substances. So apparently they already have this database in place for some reason, and now the sheriffs just want to be able to access it. So I'm assuming this is a database they set up where they said, oh, no, we won't use this to arrest people. This is just to keep track of who's buying it so they don't buy too much. And now they're trying
Sounds
to
plausible.
It could very well just be, is it possible it's the database of places like CVS, Walgreens, and things like that? Obviously, they're going to have a database.
Well, is it database or databases that they want access?
Well, it's a set of state computer records.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's maintained by the state of North Carolina. I do not know the source of the records. I may have lived there, but I wasn't paying attention to this.
Yeah, right.
Sure. I mean, if you worked in the pharmaceutical field, you might have some idea. Presumably, it would mean that they're mandating that all pharmacists submit certain records for certain types of medication purchases. But if you've actually worked in a pharmacy and you have some clue as to what goes on, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231.
Well, I can tell you that what's going to result here is the harassing of far more people than that, you know, legitimately have pain pills, then you're going to find of you know, capturing bad people who are, I don't know, doing whatever with pain pills.
Yeah. So the State Sheriff Association pushed the idea Tuesday, saying the move would help them make drug arrests and curb the growing problem of prescription
drug
abuse.
That's what they want to do.
Yay!
Because the people that are buying prescription drugs, they're typically are two ways that it happens, at least as I understand it. If you know of a third
illegally
or fourth...
Illegally or legally, you
mean? Illegally.
Okay.
If you know of a third or fourth way, please let me know. But I think the two main ways are as follows. One person will receive a prescription for some sort of malady that they have, of a painkiller of some sort, whether it's hydrocodone or oxycodone or one of the codones, one of the you know, basically heroin is essentially what that is. It's an opiate painkiller. And they'll receive a prescription, and they'll, you know, they'll take it, and they'll decide that they don't need this, or that they don't need as many as they've been prescribed. And they know people that would like to have some, and so
that's happened to me. I've been given prescriptions for, you know, hydro whatever, and I'm not interested in taking it unless I feel like I absolutely have to take something mm-hmm. like that. So I've just tossed the prescription. I'm not going to go out and buy that stuff. And
you could have sold them.
I
make some good money.
Those
things go for like $20 a pill.
Yeah, but it's just
depending on how many milligrams.
It's worth it to me. I'm not interested in getting into that trade.
For some people, it is.
Amateurs should not be doing that kind of thing. That kind of thing is for professionals because
it's not dangerous.
Amateurs to get picked off.
No, it's not that dangerous.
I'm not doing it, man.
Well, hold on now. It's not that dangerous if you're selling to people you trust. If you're selling to people that you know,
I don't trust anybody. I went to prison because I trusted somebody. Well, that's not true. The guy just decided to turn state's evidence for fun.
You're a successful businessman, Mark, and so clearly you don't need the money as badly as some people. But some people have to do it out of necessity. I mean, if you think about it, prescription narcotics aren't exactly cheap. So many people that are receiving these prescriptions are paying for them. And so if they can sell off half of them, if they only need half of what the prescription is, and they can sell the other half off, then that can help them pay for their next bottle. And so there's quite an incentive there, especially at 10, 15, 20 bucks a pill.
Well, it's easier if you've got a decent insurance program. I know that with mine, most of these prescription codeine, like codeine pain relievers, cost me a buck or two after my insurance picked up the tab.
Sure. So if you you needed to pay the rent, then selling half of them would really help you out. And I don't know what the current...
Believe me, I considered it.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't want you to admit doing something like that on the air. But so that's one of the things that happens, right? People, they have a legitimate prescription, and they sell it off to friends or family, or they give it away to family members, that kind of thing. The other way is the black market. That's technically the black market, right? But the criminal end of the black market, where, remember the story we had several months ago about a warehouse, essentially a pharmaceuticals warehouse that was broken into, like movie style? They cut something in the ceiling and they dropped down, like rappelled down into the factory, opened up the doors in the back, had 18-wheeler trucks ready to go, loaded up pallets full of prescription medication.
Yeah, I think you said they took something like 72 pallets worth of...
Yeah, it was
prescription
hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of, if not millions of dollars worth of prescription drugs. So then that stuff, of course, is being distributed through the criminal network of people that deal drugs for the most part as another one of their many products. So the people that are doing that kind of a job may also be smuggling in a variety of other products. And so those hydrocodones and such make it through the network of drug dealers out there and make it down to the street level. So it's my understanding that those are probably the two most likely ways that things are making it onto the streets. So, of course, the government people here in North Carolina that have this database of who's buying these painkillers, they're only going to be targeting small fries. You can't get a whole bunch of painkillers through the system. It's restricted. It's too difficult to work the system to get, you know, a bunch to where you could make significant money.
Right.
You have to steal it.
You're not going to get a forklift load of these things by going through the – by working doctors and doing whatever.
Which means if they pinch people, it's going to be the grandmother.
Small price.
It's going to be the grandmother that needs the extra money to buy her her prescription meds. Or it's going to be the 20-year-old mom who got a prescription for something. And she decided she needed some extra money to pay the rent. It's going to be stories like that.
It's going to be working through the system. You're only going to get at most 2 or 3 prescriptions if you're really good at faking it and fool a lot of doctors.
Yeah, right. You have to keep going back to the doctors to get the refills. And more coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy-efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. We got them right there for you. The front page of the site, you can get the last week's worth. And then when you click into the archives section, that will take you back to late 2006. It's all free, and it's brought to you by HostGator.
That's right, because nothing in the world's really free. Somebody has to bring it to you, and it's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. If you use that portal, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, that we've set up, you'll get your first month completely free of web hosting from HostGator. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a complete e-commerce business website or just a personal blog, you can get your first month completely free with a coupon code. Well, the coupon code will be automatically filled in for you if you go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls. And then coming up, the police state expands in Philadelphia. We'll tell you what's going on there. Andrew is in Massachusetts first. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew.
I'm calling tonight about market-regulated health care and how I feel that that would result in the best health care in the world. And how I envision it is, say someone is poor and they can't afford care or they can only afford subsidized care, that care will be provided by the hospital, but it would be like a teaching hospital. So say you can't afford care, you would go to one of these teaching hospitals, which would be staffed by like a regular doctor, but also by fellows and pre-med students, et cetera. And you would go there, you'd probably waive, you know, any liability, but you'd probably get the best care because these doctors would get hands-on, they would be hands-on with their patients, and I think that would result in better care overall.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, it's certainly one of the many ways that the marketplace could provide care for people that couldn't afford it. Of course, it's important to point out that in the absence of all the government regulations and controls on health care, prices would drop through competition. And already hospitals have charity wings. They already have charitable funds that the people who come there can contribute to help those very people out that that need a little bit of assistance. So, I mean, to some extent that exists. I know that if you if you've got a college that has a dental program, you can go and have your teeth cleaned by one of the students for real cheap, or
same for haircuts, things like that.
Yeah, so it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon what you're talking about.
I think another thing that would happen in a market-based system is because there's no need to go through all the licensing, you could get somebody who can handle the basic stuff with a couple of years of training and can learn to set a bone or lap a sprained ankle or diagnose a flu bug and give you advice on what you need to take that doesn't require a medical degree. So basic care would be more available and thus even cheaper.
Absolutely right. In fact, you see a little bit of that now with like in Walmarts and places like strip malls. There are these kind of clinics that are opening up. And Walmarts, really, I think they've had some level of expansion of those things where you can go in there and you can – it's not – they're still run by doctors, but it's just making the basic care stuff more available for people to come in and look at, you know, non-serious situations, basically. I don't know exactly all the things that they handle. I've never been to one of them, but and I don't know what they're called either, but I know they exist. I've read about them. Andrew, any thoughts you want to share?
Stephen Molyneux used the example of LASIK surgery and how that is largely an unregulated market and how the price has gone from around $1,500 to $500. So I agree the prices would go down.
Absolutely right. Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231.
It may be unregulated, but there's still a licensure issue. You have to be I don't know every this terminology properly, but an optometrist or ophthalmologist or whatever it is that the person that's going to do this laser surgery.
Sure.
As I understand it, and this is just a very layman talking here, these machines practically do this stuff on their own. This guy isn't taking a scalpel to your eye. He's using some machine and lasers and stuff like that that probably could be done by somebody who is
a technician of some sort.
less qualified. Just guessing, but that just goes to show how the market and hey, maybe I wouldn't want to go to the technician that runs the laser eye cutting thing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somebody says, I'm willing to do it for $250 instead of $500, which then puts the more qualified people competing against the less. You can go to the guy who runs his mechanic shop out of the industrial strip mall in the warehouse district of town, or you can go to the dealer. You can get different levels of service in this world, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely, because it allows people to make choices, and the more choices they have, the more options from which they have to choose, the better, because that means there's more competition for various things, for price and for service and for quality, and you get to decide, ultimately. You choose. So 800-259-9231, let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Doug?
Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
All right, good. Hey, Sean, I just want to throw out some constructive criticism, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Now, you wear that cape around in public, is that right?
I've been known to wear a cape in public,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's a cape wearer.
All right. But if I could persuade you that that is hurting the liberty movement by you wearing a cape, you probably think it's helping the movement by, getting your message out there. But I think it really hurts the movement. And if I could what do you think about that? Do you think it hurts or helps the movement?
Well, I'm not sure on exactly what it does for the movement. What I was doing with the cape was an effort to show the ridiculousness of some of the rules in the court. At one point last year, Ian and another activist had attempted to wear a set of black robes into a court hearing, and were denied because it was not their regular attire, so I made the cape my regular attire to get it into the courtroom. I've since succeeded at that, and I no longer wear it as often.
Now, wait a minute, Doug. What is your objection to the cape? I mean, why do you think it's such a bad a blight on the Liberty Movement?
It's bad PR. Here's the basic criticism, and I'm saying this with all love, okay? The cape is stupid. It's just ridiculously stupid.
Are you really?
Yes, it is. I agree 100%. You will get no denial of that from me.
Why, right. Why are you being
good.
So nasty?
He's not being nasty. He said he was doing it with love.
Yeah, I'm doing it with love. It's okay. It's all about love here. Because, you know, here's the sad truth about human beings, and I am one of them. And I was a guy in high school who told my mom, never buy me any designer clothes with a label on it and pay extra money for it because they should be paying me to wear their logos.
Okay.
And she said, okay, and that made sense. And to my rational, geeky mind, this is good. It was saving the family money. And why on earth would I want to advertise someone else's attire just to be cool? I didn't understand
it. Makes sense.
But this was in the era of Tommy Hilfiger being very popular, right?
You know, whatever, I can't remember. Back then it was Guess Jeans, you know, that's how old I am.
OP.
yeah, IZOD. But, so, now, I never understood it until just recently, you know, just in the last 10 years of my life. It's like, to get the Liberty Movement to grow, we need to attract people. But we need to attract all kinds of people, not just the rational thinkers who say, oh, tell me about your belief based on your cape, but the non-rational people who make up 80% of the population. And to do that, we got to dress in some such a way that they will want
to talk to us. Oh, I've heard this before, Doug. The old, oh, if you want people to respect you, you've got to wear a suit and tie. You've got to act like, just like, of course, Sean is actually sitting in here with a tie on, and he's dressed very nicely. But you've got to dress like the other politicians, and you've got to do it this way. And I'm sorry, I think that it takes all types. And I, having talked to Sean a number of times about wearing the cape around town, having actually lived here in Keene and interacted with him a number of times, it's my understanding that the cape is fairly well received. Is that not correct?
That is correct. I've only ever had one incident where the cape was not well received, and that was...
Let me suggest that the cape is well received by people who would receive it well, and all the people who think it's stupid aren't going to walk up to you and say it's stupid, which is why I'm saying it in love, you know?
Well, no, they might point, they might laugh, they might snicker, who knows, they could say something snide, but if you've got more to say on this, because I think it's silly what you're bringing up, you're welcome to hang on and explain it to me. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, by the way. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. You'll find that there are a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So head on over, get interactive. You can support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. So perhaps you appreciate the fact that we give you the things on the website for free. Buy some stuff. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, load up your shopping cart with whatever it is you're looking for, and check out. And you won't see an indicator saying X percentage is going to go to Free Talk Live, but if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, then it's pretty much a guaranteed deal that we're going to see a percentage of portion of their profits. So it's the same great Amazon, same great service, free Super Saver shipping deals, dozens of categories. Get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Doug, are you still with us there in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So, Doug, you've called in tonight basically advocating that people be posers, that people attempt to be someone whom they are not. By dressing in a way that perhaps may be unusual or unconventional or atypical for them. And what brought this about was Sean, who's co-hosting here with us tonight, has been kind of known as the man with the cape around town. And from what I can understand, very positively received by people on the street. You're saying this is bad for the liberty movement that somebody would go around with a, essentially was a Free State Project Don't Tread on Me cape, right?
That's correct.
The very same flag that you see in the background if you're watching the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You essentially had that attached to a black cape, so
yes,
for some contrast. And you would you were walking around with it for the purposes of acclimating, essentially having it on every day. So when you went to court and they tried to say to you that, well, you can't wear that in court, you don't wear it every day, you could say, well, yeah, I do. And you wouldn't be telling a lie because you did at that time. And you're saying this is damaging to the movement, Doug.
Yeah. Why do you want to wear it to court? What's the purpose of that?
Well, the whole court process is so ridiculous. I mean, it's just a man in a dress, so why not another man in a cape?
Absolutely.
Good. All right, great.
Well, let me jump in, Doug. Doug, if I may jump in here. So, Ian, Tell me about your thought processes on golf shirts. You are big with the polo shirts. You like your polo shirts with the collar.
I wear t-shirts nowadays too.
Yeah, I'm just asking. Yeah. Like, what is your thought on? Do you have a canned thought on polo shirts?
I think they look a little bit more professional than a t-shirt.
Yeah, you know, and yeah. Everybody's got different opinions on clothes, right? And I think that people that are more popular.
But I don't buy the name brands. I mean, I couldn't tell you where this came from.
Yeah, I understand. I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, maybe Ian shouldn't be giving fashion advice ever. Is what?
Did I give fashion advice?
Yes, you are. Your fashion advice is you should dress like however you want.
You should dress however you want.
Do you think that
that's not fashion advice?
Do you think that I am going to be better or worse for the Liberty Movement? Say I'm passing out Andrew Carroll handbills, and I decide to wear a cowboy suit. You know, complete with the red neck. Chief and the
so what?
Right. Well, that's the point. You're right. Absolutely
people
right.
People will come talk to you.
You are right. And they will think, wow, look at the crazy jerk out there handing out pan bills.
Not whoever everybody
he's
thinks the way you think.
With,
not,
no,
every,
not just most people. No. You're right.
Yeah, Mark is right here.
You can't tell. You cannot tell Ian this, dude. It's just not going to work.
I know. Listen, Ian, I'm a rational. I test that way my personality, and I was the same way. I refused to wear designer tennis shoes. My sister has always bought the good stuff. And it hurt me in the long run because it made me less popular. Now that sucks, that what I wear, people judge me by. But it's true. And because you're smart, and we're all smart, we should understand this truth. We don't have to like it. We should understand it and use it.
So you're saying that you should do as everyone else does, so you can pretend like you're like them.
There's a level to individuality.
No, you've got your ideas, which are powerful, potent, and different. Those ideas might be a little bit better received if they're coming from a person not dressed for a carnival.
My favorite is Ian running around in one of his golf shirts with the snow pants on and the socks and those little sort of sport sandal things that he wears. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I'm not.
Yeah,
he's what he's saying is just true.
It is just true. Yeah. And how can I? Is there
ask me if I care.
I know you don't.
I know, but Ian, you're hurting the Liberty Movement also, possibly.
Oh, please, Doug.
Yeah. No, listen.
Next thing you're going to want me to do is shave when I leave the damn house.
I absolutely want you to shave when you leave the house.
Doug, listen, before you go on,
rephrase it this way. You're not doing all you can do. You're not putting the
Sorry, Mark. You're not doing that. If you want to rephrase it, you're not doing all we think you should do. We think you should be like us. We think you should do what we think you should do. And I say, go to hell.
Don't you hate it that that's the way people are?
I don't believe that's the way people are. I think people are different.
They are.
I'm not gonna fall into the trap of
80% of the population. 40% are guardians.
And 80% of the population are a bunch of do-nothings.
And they vote.
So?
And they pass laws.
That's nonsense. 80% of the population do not vote.
No,
nonsense.
No. The 80% of the population who are guardians and artisans, they're the ones who actually are the movers and shakers and persuade other people. And listen, we want to attract all kinds of people to the movement. It's true.
Hey, man,
but maybe
why don't you wear
one of the reasons why we have fewer females around is because people wear capes to public events. Yeah, I really want to go to that place.
You put the
like
suit
that.
On. Yeah, Sean's got a girlfriend, man.
The cape helped with that, actually.
Is that right?
Okay. It's a rare girl, she's probably in the Liberty Movement already.
Sure, you can take...
attract new people.
Right, you
know,
can take this example in all kinds of, like, nerdy situations. There's the girl that's doing the cosplay playing or whatever that's called. Somebody help me out here.
Cosplay.
There's the girl out there that's doing that. There's the girl going to the comic book conventions. There's the girls that play video games and are excited about it and all that stuff. It's just an 80-20 situation or number.
Not only that,
larger.
Well, why don't you 80%ers come here and dress all snazzy then and do all that work for me? Because I don't have that kind of clothes. It's not my personality. I'm not going to wear that stuff. I'm not going to pretend to be somebody I'm not. And
okay,
I'm not gonna do it because you're a nice guy, Doug, and I appreciate it.
No, I understand. But wait, there's another option here. Wear the kind of clothes that you like to wear, but just knock it up a bit. You know, ask Stephanie or some girl, hey, is this better than this, and just notch it up a little bit.
Hey, you know, it's not all about buying the nice clothes or the expensive clothes.
No.
Like, ditch the Guy Fawkes masks and the capes is the first step to not looking like a bunch of outcasts.
Look, why don't you put on the suit and you do all this and you set the example, Mark, because the Guy Fawkes masks.
I wore a suit every single week when I did the local TV show.
People like the Guy Fawkes masks.
That's people.
Some people like them. Some people don't. I don't care what people think about these things. If you want to do theater, and that's what the Guy Fawkes mask essentially is, wearing a mask as a theatrical sort of a presentation, then you have to look kind of silly. You have to be willing to wear things like that. And this is very frustrating of a conversation. Sean?
Yeah, sometimes you have to be... A lot of my activism has been theater. I went up to the federal building in Concord wearing a tin hat and carrying a cardboard sword and demanded that the federal government surrender to me. Yes, it was absolutely ridiculous. That was the point.
Thank you,
Doug,
for the
comment. Appropriate. That is cool.
Oh,
that is
on
okay.
You? You're a big part of it. Oh, you said that's appropriate?
You're just talking over the guy now.
I thought you said that's inappropriate.
No. Listen, that was theater. And if it's a video camera, even better.
Why can't you just be on theater mode all the time? Why can't you be...
I wear a cowboy suit with the little fake six shooters and everything all
you
day?
You can!
I would just be a lunatic,
yeah,
that's all.
When you go to the Talkers convention, are you going to wear snow pants and a t-shirt and slippers?
Yes, dude.
I'm going to wear a bowling shirt and a pair of jeans.
Let me tell you about this, Doug. The last two years ago, he went to this one, and his hands were hurting because he was too cheap to turn the heat up in the house, right? They were aching like arthritis. And he goes there with these rags like Oliver Twist, ripped around his hands. Like,
sorry, man, I'm not going to shake people's hands. My hands are hurting.
Like he's not Ebenezer Scrooge.
So if your arm's broken, you shouldn't wear the cast because you're at a convention? I mean, what are you talking about? You people are so worried. You're so worried about what other people are going to think about how you look and how you appear and whether you fit in or not. I think you need to get over it. Thanks for the call,
Doug. Wait, though, Art.
No, thanks for the call. I've had it. 800-259-9231. Oh, what will everyone think? Oh, my goodness. So when I go to the conventions, usually the first night I'll be a little more dressy. I'll have the Free Talk Live, what is it, a dress shirt that we have?
Button collared Oxford kind of
then
thing.
Then the next night I wear a bowling shirt, Free Talk Live bowling shirt with
those
our logo emblazoned across it, and I wear a pair of jeans.
Those are both fine.
I'm talent. I can get away with that crap.
Well, I think you can get away as long as you're wearing sort of uniform type stuff that stands out.
I don't care anyway.
That's the big problem.
Really, I don't care. It's not like I'm unsuccessful. Hey, you're going to tell me I'm going to make more money because I'm going to start dressing like you? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.